You are listening to The Ace, Alex Cardinale Entertainment Network, with your host, the crazy Alex Cardinale, from Springfield, Massachusetts. You can expect the unexpected on The Ace Network. Now, on to today's show.
You are listening to The Alex Cardinale Show here on Ace Network. The Alex Cardinale Show is a talk show that will talk about anything and everything from WWE wrestling to movie reviews to politics to even current news and events. You will get your entertainment and news fix. Alex Cardinale promises to deliver a quality talk show that you will enjoy. Alex will share topics you want to hear with a young man's point of view. So what do you have to say? Do you, the listener, want a piece of the action? Well, get in on the action by calling into the talk show at 1-347-989-8142. Are you ready for a fun talk show? Then let's get on to Alex Cardinale, who is live right now at Ace Network Studios. Take it away, Alex.
Do you love to cook and bake? Do you love getting in the kitchen and creating some magic? Or are you someone who wants to cook but doesn't know how? Well, you're tuned into the right place. You're tuned into Cooking with Alex Cardinale right here on Ace Network. Alex is a former chef with 6 years of culinary experience plus lifelong cooking memories he has from his mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Alex will teach you to cook with tasty tips and tricks and his many delicious recipes. So who is ready to cook? I bet you're hungry, so let's get into the kitchen. Here's Chef Alex.
And welcome to my cooking show, Cooking with Alex Cardinale. I hope you guys are ready for a fantastic show tonight as we debut our brand new show to the Ace Network. Now, I love to cook and I love to bake, so I know that I am going to deliver a quality cooking podcast right here on the Ace Network. So if you love food, if you love to eat, you love to cook and bake, you're going to love this great series that I have for you. Now, a little bit about me. I am a chef for about 5 years, and I hosted a very successful podcast on cooking here on Blog Talk Radio for 2 years. And the name of that show was Chef Cardinale Cooking Show. It was very popular, and I am bringing the Chef Cardinale Cooking Show to the Ace Network under a new name, Cooking with Alex Cardinale. So I am looking forward to talking about cooking and baking right here on the Ace Network. So today we are going to debut with one of my personal favorite cakes and my personal favorite desserts of all time, red velvet cake. A lot of Americans and a lot of people around the world love red velvet cake, so I figured this would be a great show to kickstart Cooking with Alex Cardinale on Ace Network. All right. Now, today's show agenda is I'm going to have a discussion on red velvet cake. I'll talk about what a red velvet cake is. I'll talk about the history of red velvet cake. I'll discuss the typical ingredients in a red velvet cake. I'll talk about how red velvet cake gets its red coloration and much more. Plus, I will have some delicious red velvet cake recipes for you, including my delicious homemade red velvet cake that I personally use, my delicious homemade red velvet whoopie pies, my delicious homemade red velvet cheesecake brownies, and much more. So you guys are going to be in awe at all of the delicious recipes I have for you on Red Velvet Cake. I've got to tell you, there is probably no one else in the world that loves Red Velvet as much as I do. I go crazy for Red Velvet Cake. I really, really do love it. So if you are a big Red Velvet Cake lover like myself, then this show is perfect for you. Now, today's show is being broadcast live, like all of our shows here on the ACE Network, so you're more than welcome to call in. The call-in number is 1-347-989-8142. You may call in and ask any questions you may have. 1-347-989-8142. Do you have any questions on Red Velvet? Or would you like to tell us why you love Red Velvet Cake? 1-347-989-8142. Okay, I have a lot to discuss, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. Now, I'll start by talking about why I personally love Red Velvet Cake. One of the reasons I like Red Velvet Cake is the deep red coloration. Red is one of my personal favorite colors of all time, and I really enjoy the deep red coloration of a Red Velvet Cake. That probably could be one of the biggest reasons why I like and love Red Velvet Cake, is that deep red coloration. Now, that red coloration comes from red food coloring, and later on in the show, I'll discuss two other ways that you can get that red coloration in your Red Velvet Cake if you don't like red food coloring. But for me, it really doesn't matter because I love that dark red coloration in a cake. I think that the nice white cream cheese frosting or the vanilla buttercream really complements that beautiful red color of the Red Velvet Cake. That's one of the biggest reasons that I like and love Red Velvet Cake. The next reason that I love Red Velvet Cake is it tastes great. It's a combination of chocolate and vanilla, and it's delicious. It's half of a vanilla cake as it is half of a chocolate cake. It only has like a teaspoon or a tablespoon of cocoa in there, but it's enough to give you guys a little taste of chocolate. So if you ever are in a tie between vanilla and chocolate, because let's face it, a lot of us are, we're both in love with vanilla and chocolate cake, well, Red Velvet Cake is your answer. Because all Red Velvet Cake is a vanilla mixed with chocolate cake and then decorated red with red food coloring and a little bit of buttermilk to make it a nice and moist cake. That's what I really like about Red Velvet Cake, is it has a nice vanilla and chocolate flavor. It's nice and dense and moist due to the buttermilk, and it has a beautiful, beautiful taste to it. It's not overly sweet, but it's not bland either. It's got that nice vanilla and cocoa flavor that I love really, really much. And the last thing that I love about Red Velvet Cake is the frosting that goes on it. I personally think cream cheese frosting is the best frosting option for any Red Velvet Cake, because you've got that chocolate flavor, and I think the tanginess of the cream cheese frosting complements the Red Velvet Cake. So I love a Red Velvet Cake with cream cheese frosting, and I would not eat a Red Velvet Cake if it did not have cream cheese frosting. Now, my personal favorite cream cheese frosting recipe has marshmallow and Cool Whip in it, and I'll give that recipe out towards the end of the show, and that is what I use on my Red Velvet Cake. I use a cream cheese frosting recipe with a little bit of marshmallow and a little bit of Cool Whip to give it a nice consistency that is sort of similar to the frostings you'll find at your grocery store bakeries or bakeries that use marshmallow and Cool Whip in their frostings. So that's what I really love about Red Velvet Cake, is that delicious cream cheese frosting, because it's one of the only cakes that is symbolized with cream cheese frosting other than carrot cake and maybe hummingbird cakes. So that's what I really like about Red Velvet Cake. So what do you guys love about Red Velvet Cake? 1-347-989-8142. Now, I know someone's going to ask me, how did I find out about Red Velvet Cake? In other words, how did I get into Red Velvet Cake? Let me tell you guys about that. Here's how I got into Red Velvet Cake. I never knew red velvet cake existed until I went to culinary school a couple of years ago. Now, the day I found out about red velvet cake, ironically, was on Valentine's Day. Yes, that's correct. It was on Valentine's Day. And I was working in a bakery of my culinary school restaurant because we were serving a Valentine's Day buffet that day. And we had a couple of desserts that we were making. One of the desserts was a chocolate lava cake, which is very popular on Valentine's Day. Another one was white chocolate and chocolate-covered strawberries. And the dessert that I got assigned was red velvet cake with a white chocolate cream cheese frosting. And I was like, what is red velvet cake? So I went and researched red velvet cake and found out all the great information I needed to know about red velvet cake. And I found out that it's actually a chocolate and vanilla hybrid that is frosted with cream cheese frosting and colored a nice red. So I instantly took a liking to red velvet cake, and I made a couple of red velvet cakes for the buffet, and then I made some for the students and myself. And as a culinarian student, we're able to taste anything we make. So I tried a piece of red velvet cake along with my classmates and my pastry chef, and it was awesome. That's how I instantly fell in love with red velvet cake. It was a great cake. That was my first ever homemade cake, by the way. Can you guys imagine that? My first ever homemade cake turned out to be a delicious red velvet cake. So red velvet cake is now my personal favorite cake of all time. I have that same recipe that I'm going to give you guys tonight on the show. The recipe I'm going to give you for the red velvet cake was the one where I first learned about red velvet cake. I took a bite and instantly said, you know what, this is my new favorite cake. This is awesome. And I told my pastry chef, thank you for teaching me about red velvet cake because I've been missing it for so long. And the funny thing is, I lived in Florida for a year, and red velvet cake is popular down in the southern states of the United States, and I'm pretty sure it's popular down in Florida. But I was a young kid, so probably didn't have cake or sweets on my mind when I lived in Florida because I was only like 11 or 12 at the time. But I do really love red velvet cake to this day. Matter of fact, every year for my birthday in August, I have a red velvet cake. Every Christmas, I have a red velvet cake. Usually, most of the holidays, I will have a red velvet cake. Or, quite simply, anytime I feel the need to have red velvet cake, I will have red velvet cake. That's how much I really like it. So that is how I got addicted to red velvet cake and how I got into red velvet cake. All right, so that's enough of my personal addiction to red velvet cake. So the big question, what is red velvet cake? Well, there are two definitions. There is the book definition, and there is my definition of a red velvet cake. Here is the book definition of a red velvet cake. The book definition of red velvet cake is, red velvet cake is a cake with either a dark red, bright red, or red-brown color. It is traditionally prepared as a layer cake topped with cream cheese or vanilla frosting, or the traditional way, which is a cooked roux icing. Common ingredients in a red velvet cake include buttermilk, butter, cocoa, and flour for the cake, beetroot or red food coloring for the color. That is the book definition of a red velvet cake. Here is my definition of a red velvet cake. To me, a red velvet cake is a vanilla butter cake with cocoa flavoring and red color with a moist crumb. To me, a red velvet cake is a not overly sweet cake that is perfectly paired with cream cheese icing. Now, to me, red velvet cake is the perfect cake for those who love both vanilla and chocolate cake and love the red color. Now, you might ask me, how did red velvet cake get its name? So, for all you red velvet cake lovers out there, I'm about to blow your mind. Red velvet cake did not get its name from the bottle of food coloring you dump into the batter. I know, contain yourself, here's what really happened. During the Great Depression, families were using less food coloring than extracts. They were just one more unnecessary expense that could be cut out. While the savings was good news for penny pitchers, it was not so great news for the Adams Extract Company. To counter slumping sales, folks at the company came up with the Adams Red Velvet Cake recipe, a concoction that used red food coloring and butter extract instead of the traditional ingredients. Before food coloring became the popular way to make the cake scarlet, the hue was much more subtle and was caused by the way vinegar, cocoa, and buttermilk reacted together. The velvet comes not from the color of crushed velvet, but from the smooth texture of fine cake crumb. Adam's ploy worked. The new brilliantly colored cake was a hit with households across the country, and the fact that the recipe was offered on free recipe cards at grocery stores everywhere didn't hurt either. So there you have it. The popularity of red velvet cake is the result of a clever marketing ploy. And who can resist the tagline of a bygone era, the cake of a lifetime? So, to me, the name red velvet cake comes from the fine texture crumbs of the cake and the red color. And by the way, I just read an article from Adams Extract Company about red velvet cake. They seem to be very popular with red velvet cake, so I figured it'd be pretty informative to share that with you guys here on the ACE Network tonight, here on our first episode of Cooking with Alex Cardinelli. All right, so let's talk about the history of red velvet cake. Now, red velvet cake often is used as an alternative to the traditional birthday cake. The classic red velvet cake is a rich, layered dessert consisting of a mild chocolate flavor with a distinctive red color and white frosting that both fills between the layers and covers the cake, usually made of cream cheese or buttercream. Now, the mystery of the red velvet cake origin. The true origin of the red velvet cake is a mystery. The earliest story or documentation involving this decadent chocolate cake was believed to be around 1959 when a woman dining at the elegant Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City was served dessert. She was so pleased with this early red velvet cake that she asked for the recipe. The kitchen obliged to her request, but she found out later she was charged $100 or $200, depending on the version of the story, for the recipe itself. To get her revenge on the New York City hotel, she shared the kitchen's red velvet cake recipe in the form of chain letters, which she sent to hundreds of individuals, therefore exposing the secret and exploding the popularity of and demand for the red velvet cake as a birthday cake and elegant dessert. Although it's possible that the first recipe for the red velvet cake was created at the Waldorf Astoria, others believe that his story began at the bakery of the Eaton's department store in Canada, even though the first Eaton's documentation appeared in a 1961 newspaper announcing the new red velvet cake, which would position Eaton's as the second founder of this desired dessert. Still, others say that it is a U.S. Southern creation that grew into a tradition, spurring hundreds of bakers and dessert enthusiasts to dive into the recipe and adapt it to their craft and make their own custom-made version of the ruby colored cake to use at their own birthday cakes or to be featured in their bakeries. Now, to me, I personally believe the true history and the true origin of red velvet cake to be created at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City. I personally believe that red velvet cake was first created and first served at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. And the reason I firmly believe that is because my pastry chef told me, and I've seen it a lot throughout my research. But with the cake being so popular, a lot of people are going to have different opinions on how red velvet cake originally originated. So whatever opinion you have, it may be right, it may be wrong, but there is no proven history of origin for the red velvet cake. That's how great it really is. Okay, so let's talk about today's red velvet cake popularity. Regardless of where it first appeared, the red velvet cake is suddenly all the rage. Now, if they didn't already offer it at one time, bakeries all over the United States are beginning to add this treat to their dessert and birthday cake menus, tweaking the original recipe to fit their own personal style and attempting to keep up with demand. In New York City, the red velvet cake is threatening to take over the cheesecake's place as the traditional city cake favorite. Can you guys believe that? We all know in New York City, the classic New York cheesecake is the city favorite. But can you imagine in 2, maybe 5 years, red velvet cake would now be New York City's favorite cake? I think that would be pretty awesome because I love the New York Yankees and I love red velvet cake. So that would be pretty awesome if 2 of my favorite things in the whole entire world would be New York City's favorites. That would be awesome. All right. Let's talk about famous rolls of red velvet cake. 1989, red velvet cake was featured. Steel Magnolias gray armadillo groom's cake with a deep blood red center. So in 1989, the gray armadillo and steel magnolias groom cake was a deep blood red center for red velvet cake. In 2002, official wedding cake of Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey's lavish wedding. In 2007, singer and actress Maranjra Duffany named her company Red Velvet Cake Records after her favorite dessert. In 2008, a line beauty products by Philosophy was named after the red velvet cake. So red velvet cake is very, very popular, as you guys can see. All right, now let's talk about the typical ingredients in a red velvet cake. So you have your fat. Any cake recipe is going to have fat. So in your red velvet cake, you're going to have butter or a combination of butter, shortening, and oil. Now, a lot of red velvet cake recipes are going to differ, but my personal red velvet cake recipe has a combination of butter and shortening, and I believe oil as well. If you have a combination of fat, that means your cake is going to be really moist and really, really delish. All right. Next, the next ingredient for red velvet cake is very simple. Sugar to bring out the sweetness in your cake. Then you're going to have vanilla extract to balance out the flavor. Flour to thicken the cake. Cocoa powder to bring out some chocolate flavoring. Baking soda, vinegar, red food coloring, or beet juice, and also eggs to give your red velvet cake some structure when it bakes. So those are your typical ingredients in a red velvet cake. Now, here is the million-dollar question. How do I make a red velvet cake red? So here's how to get your red velvet cake red. There are 3 things that you can use to make your red velvet cake red. First, the obvious choice is to use red food coloring. Now, for some reason, a lot of people don't like to use red food coloring, but I personally think that there is nothing wrong with using red food coloring because you cannot taste red food coloring. Red food coloring is tasteless. So by using red food coloring, you're not going to hurt anyone or anything. I personally love and personally prefer using red food coloring. Now, if you're someone that does not like to use red food coloring, then you've got two more options to make your red velvet cake red. Now, these next two options I personally would not do myself because it could flavor your cake differently than if you would use red food coloring. Yes, it's unfortunate, but it might flavor your cake like beets or like cherries. Now, if you like the flavor of beets and you like the flavor of cherries, that might be a great cake. But me personally, I can't stand beets. I like cherries, but I want my red velvet cake to be chocolate and vanilla flavored. If I wanted a cherry-flavored red velvet cake, I'd add some cherry liqueur to the red velvet cake, not cherry juice. But here are the next two options you can use to make your red velvet cake red if you don't want to use red food coloring. The first is beet juice. And that seems to be the kind of coloring a lot of people like to use. They like to make things natural. So nowadays, I'm seeing a lot of red velvet cake recipes on YouTube with people using beet juice. I'm going to be that one guy that's going to continue using red food coloring because I can't stand beets. But beet juice can make red velvet cake red if you don't like to use food coloring. Then obviously, cherry juice will make your red velvet cake red. I have used cherry juice once in culinary school when I ran out of red food coloring. It gave the cake a nice chocolate flavor and a nice cherry flavor as well, but it was like a Black Forest cake painted red because it was a red cake, but it had that cherry flavor that kind of reminded you of a Black Forest cake. But I enjoyed it. If I ran out of red food coloring again, I sure as hell would use cherry juice. It was pretty good, especially with the cream cheese. That cherry brings out the nice tang of the cream cheese, and it brings a nice flavor. So next time I make a red velvet cake, I might add a cherry on top of the cream cheese. But those are the things you can use to make your red velvet cake red: red food coloring, beet juice, and cherry juice. Now, let's talk about frosting for red velvet cake. This seems to be a controversial issue with red velvet cake because people like to argue about what kind of frosting they should use on a red velvet cake. Well, I've got news for you. Up until the 1920s, it was one kind of frosting, and that was the vanilla buttercream. They used vanilla buttercream on red velvet cakes way back in the 1920s. Okay, I might be dating myself. It might not be the 1920s, but whenever red velvet cake originated, they used vanilla buttercream. Now, their vanilla buttercream is a little bit different than our vanilla buttercream nowadays. They used a traditional roux icing, which means they went to a stove. They put flour and butter into a sauce pot, and they cooked it together. Then they added sugar and some sort of liquid to make it like a nice frosting consistency. But I really don't like the sounds of cooked flour and butter in my frosting. Yuck! So I prefer to use the traditional classic vanilla buttercream, which is you take some butter and you add powdered sugar in a KitchenAid stand mixer and cream that together and add some vanilla extract and maybe some heavy cream. And voila! You've got a pretty good vanilla buttercream that you don't have to go on a stove and make a roux for. Very good. That's a classic American buttercream, by the way, that I just told you guys about. Now, a lot of people in the South states, the southern states of the United States of America, love the traditional vanilla buttercream on their red velvet cakes. But there are people up here in the north and the east and some of the south that love the cream cheese frosting. I personally think cream cheese frosting is the best frosting for a red velvet cake because it complements the red velvet cake so much. It gives a lot of needed flavor to the red velvet cake, a little bit of sweetness to the red velvet cake, but it is perfect on a red velvet cake. I think cream cheese frosting is needed for a red velvet cake, in my personal opinion. So those are two frostings for a red velvet cake, a vanilla buttercream and a cream cheese frosting. So if you were to ask me which frosting would I recommend for a red velvet cake, I would personally recommend a cream cheese frosting because it complements the red velvet cake so much better than vanilla buttercream. But I tried a red velvet cake with a vanilla buttercream, and it was pretty stellar. I liked it as well. So I love red velvet cake with either cream cheese or vanilla buttercream, but for me, my personal favorite would be with the cream cheese frosting. Now, you can decorate your red velvet cake any way you want. I went to a restaurant, believe it or not, an Italian restaurant, and they had the best decorated red velvet cake slice I've ever had for dessert at a restaurant. And I'm not kidding. It was a gigantic piece of red velvet cake with cream cheese frosting and some chocolate syrup on top of the cake with chocolate chips stacked up against the cream cheese frosting and some white chocolate shavings. I've got to say, that was an awesome red velvet cake dessert that I had at an Italian restaurant up here in Springfield, Massachusetts. And every time I am serving my red velvet cake recipe to anyone, I try to duplicate that. I use white chocolate on top of my cream cheese frosting. If I have any chocolate syrup on hand, I drizzle that on top of the red velvet cake, and I use some whipped cream to garnish the cake with. Now, if you like chocolate flavor on your cake, I think chocolate syrup goes a long way on a red velvet cake to make it more of a chocolate-flavored cake. Ever since I had that red velvet cake at the restaurant, I loved having chocolate syrup on my red velvet cake. Chocolate syrup gives a lot of great flavor to the red velvet cake, okay? All right, so I just thought I'd mention how you can decorate that. Now, a lot of people like to use pecans or some sort of almonds or walnuts. Nuts are fine on a red velvet cake, but I'm personally not a nut fan, so I wouldn't use them. I use chocolate chips and white chocolate shavings. You can also use fresh fruit for decorating a red velvet cake. Strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, any sort of fruit could work well on a red velvet cake. So, moving on down to our last two topics, before I go ahead and give out my delicious red velvet recipes. I know you guys are waiting for my great red velvet recipes, but I've got two more topics that I would like to talk about on today's show. Okay. So the next thing that I want to talk about is the best boxed red velvet cake mix. Yes, I as a chef sometimes have to use boxed red velvet cake mix, and that is because sometimes I don't have all the time in the world to make a from-scratch red velvet cake. So there is no shame in using boxed red velvet cake mix. I think they're pretty good as well. It tastes pretty good, but they really don't taste as good as a homemade red velvet cake would. I personally really enjoy a delicious red velvet cake, either if it's a homemade cake or a boxed red velvet cake mix. I would still eat it. It's a great cake. I definitely enjoy any red velvet cake. So, if you want a red velvet cake, but you don't have the time to make a homemade one, I'd say the best box cake mix to use is from Duncan Hines. Yes, I said it. Duncan Hines has the best red velvet cake mix that I personally would use. They've got the Duncan Hines red velvet cake mix tastes almost like a homemade cake would. So if you have to use a cake mix, I'd use the Duncan Hines red velvet cake mix. But luckily for me, 9 times out of 10, I have the ingredients and the money, and whenever I have the time, I can make a homemade red velvet cake. But on days that I have radio shows that I feel like having a red velvet cake, I just go to the Duncan Hines red velvet cake mix, use that, and make a fresh homemade cream cheese frosting. Generally, the only times that I make homemade red velvet cakes are for somebody's birthday that loves red velvet cake, or on holidays, or on my birthday, or on special occasions like 4th of July. Can you guys believe that the 4th of July is coming up in just 2 months? Yes, yes, yes. I love the 4th of July, and I love summer, so that means summer is going to be here in less than a month, so I'm very excited about that. All right, the last topic that I want to talk about tonight here on our first episode of Cooking with Alex Cardinelli here on the Ace Network and for Red Velvet Cake is the different kinds of desserts you can have with red velvet. Now, can you guys believe that red velvet is now a trend? Everything is about red velvet these days. It ain't just about red velvet cake anymore. There are plenty of other desserts that can be made from red velvet, and I'm going to prove tonight with all my great recipes that I have in store for you. So besides red velvet cake, here are some other things that are made into red velvet now. Ice cream. Yes, that's right. They take vanilla ice cream, and they add slices of red velvet cake and some cream cheese frosting. And voila, you've got a red velvet cake ice cream, which you can make by yourself, or you can go out and buy one from Blue Bunny, Friendly's, Turkey Hill. All those ice cream companies now have a red velvet ice cream out on the market for you. Get this one, guys. This one is really delicious. You love cheesecake? You're going to love this one. Red velvet cheesecake. There are red velvet cheesecakes now. I have made one. My friends have made them. And my sponsor is currently making red velvet cheesecakes. That's right. Ace Network sponsor Cheesecakes by Design has red velvet cheesecake for you. So if you're a big red velvet cake lover and a big cheesecake lover, make sure you try a red velvet cheesecake. They are delicious. Guys, I got to guarantee you, you're going to love a red velvet cheesecake. Of course, there are red velvet cupcakes, because it's any cake, you got to have cupcakes. So there are red velvet cupcakes. There's also red velvet cookies that are pretty good with white chocolate chips that I really, really enjoy. There's also red velvet whoopie pies. And being from New England, I love whoopie pies. Now, if you don't know what a whoopie pie is basically a cookie and cake hybrid that is sandwiched together with some sort of frosting. You don't frost the top or the bottom. You just put frosting in the middle, and you sandwich the two together. Now, it really is a great treat. Now, whoopie pies are very popular down here in New England, but pretty much they're probably all over the United States of America. I really do love a great red velvet whoopie pie, and I make the red velvet whoopie pies for Thanksgiving, for Easter, and for every holiday that I can, because I love the red velvet whoopie pies, and I use a cream cheese filling for my red velvet whoopie pies. Now you see red velvet popping up in breakfast. That's right. Red velvet is starting to pop up here in breakfast. You've got red velvet donuts. And around Christmas time, Dunkin' Donuts has a great red velvet donut they sell. They haven't had it in 2014, so hopefully they'll return in 2015. So hopefully in the Christmas of 2015, Dunkin' Donuts will bring back their red velvet donuts that are awesome. And there's red velvet muffins that are pretty good. I've seen them at a Starbucks once. Starbucks had red velvet muffins at one point. And get this, guys. They have red velvet Pop-Tarts. I tried them. They're awesome. So if you love Pop-Tarts, red velvet Pop-Tarts are the way to go, my friends. Yes. They have red velvet Pop-Tarts now. Very cool, huh? There's also red velvet bread pudding. I seen that on Pinterest today, All that basically is pieces of red velvet cake cooked in an egg custard and some cream cheese added to that. That sounds pretty good, actually. Might have to give that a try. And there's a wide variety of other red velvet desserts out there. So I'm going to end today's show on red velvet topics with this. Red velvet is just not red velvet cake anymore. It's turning into a wide variety of other desserts out there. Because chefs like myself and some other talented chefs are willing to take the red velvet cake recipe and screw around with it to get some other desserts off of the delicious red velvet cake. Now, some of the things that I've made from a red velvet cake recipe are red velvet cheesecake brownies, red velvet cheesecake, red velvet lava cake, which is pretty darn good with white chocolate in the friggin' middle. Awesome, you guys are going to love that. And some other great red velvet recipes. Did I say recipes? Oh, you bet I did. I said recipes. So, it's recipe time right here on the very first Cooking with Alex Cardinelli. And I've got four wonderful red velvet cake recipes that I am going to share with you. So, welcome to the very first recipe time here live on Cooking with Alex Cardinelli. All right. Now, today I'm going to share my delicious red velvet cake recipe with you. Now, my red velvet cake recipe has a no-bake cheesecake in the middle of it and a cream cheese buttercream on top and bottom of it. Then, I'm going to share my delicious red velvet whoopie pie recipe with you. And then, I'm going to share my delicious red velvet brownies recipe with you. And last but not least, I will share my red velvet white chocolate chip cookies recipe with you. And I guarantee they are going to be a hit at any party you have or anything that you have. All the recipes that I am sharing with you are very, very good, and I guarantee you anyone that you serve them to are going to like them, believe it or not. So please, please give them a try, and let me know what you think of my great and wonderful recipes. I hope you guys use them, and I hope you guys try them. I guarantee you guys are going to like them. So, enough with the yakking. Let's get started, shall we? Okay, so here we go. Here is the first recipe. Chef Alex's red velvet cake with no-bake cheesecake filling. Here we go. Chef Alex's red velvet cake. Ingredients. 1 stick of butter, softened. 2.5 cups of sugar. 2 eggs. 2 ounces of red food coloring. 1 whole bottle. I suggest using 1.5 bottle for a bloody red coloration. Very pretty. 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder. You want 2 heaping tablespoons so that you get a pretty good chocolate flavor out of it. Remember, we're looking for a nice chocolate flavor to go along with our red velvet cake. Then we need 1 cup of buttermilk, 2.25 cups of cake flour, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1 teaspoon of baking soda. So those are your ingredients for my delicious red velvet cake. Directions for the red velvet cake. Cream together butter and sugar. Add eggs 1 at a time. Beat well after each addition. In another bowl, mix together your red food coloring and cocoa to form a paste. Add this to the cream mixer. On low speed, add buttermilk and flour alternately, beginning and ending with flour. Mix well. Do not overbeat. Add vanilla. Stir in vanilla. Blend in baking soda. Grease your cake pans. Place batter evenly into greased cake pans. Bake at 350 degrees for 25 to 30 minutes and cool completely. Now, for the no-bake cheesecake that's going in the middle of your cheesecake, you don't bake this cheesecake as the title says. It's a no-bake cheesecake. So for that, you're going to need 16 ounces of cream cheese. That's two packages, and I suggest using Philadelphia brand. Why? Because I personally think Philadelphia has the best cream cheese out there for you to use. Yes, I personally do think that Philadelphia is the best cream cheese. Okay, you're then going to need 3 cups of sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1 teaspoon of lemon juice. Directions: mix all together. Cool the red velvet cakes as soon as they come out of the oven. My suggestion is to sit them on the table and then put them in the fridge. Once completely cool, it has to be cold, otherwise the cream cheese filling will start melting and you'll have a runny mess. Place the cheesecake filling into the center of the cake. Place the top layer over the cake. Place it into the fridge and let the cheesecake part harden for 2 hours. Then take out of the fridge and frost with the cream cheese buttercream. Use any of the red velvet crumbs for garnish or cherries. That's what I forgot to mention when I said how you can decorate your red velvet cake. You can use any leftover red velvet crumbs for garnish. I think the red velvet crumbs make a beautiful garnish. All right, so once you have put your cheesecake layer in the middle of the cake, now it's time to make the cream cheese buttercream. And for that, you're going to need 8 ounces of cream cheese, 1/2 cup of butter softened, 1 teaspoon of lemon juice or lemon extract, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 4 cups of powdered sugar, and a small teaspoon of milk. Cream together the butter and sugar for 3 minutes. Add the extracts, add the powdered sugar 2 cups at a time, and add a small amount of milk, and frost your red velvet cake. And ladies and gentlemen, that is my delicious homemade red velvet cake with non-baked cheesecake filling. You know how many great reviews I got on that cake? My family loves it. My friends love it. And most importantly, you're going to love it if you try my great recipe. And remember at the beginning of the show when I told you how I got into red velvet cake when I was in culinary school and I had to make red velvet cake for Valentine's Day buffet? This is that recipe. Matter of fact, this is not my personal recipe. This is my pastry chef instructor recipe that was given to me by the pastry chef. So now you're going to be able to make this delicious red velvet cake at home. I guarantee it. You guys are going to love red velvet cake, and you're going to experience my love of red velvet cake when you try it in your first bite. It'll be love in the first bite. I guarantee it. All right. My second recipe for you is my delicious red velvet whoopie pies. My family loves these. They love these better than the red velvet cake. I like them too, so I'm pretty sure you're going to like them as well. Here they are, Chef Alex's red velvet whoopie pies. Ingredients for the whoopie pies: 3 cups of AP flour. AP flour is simply all-purpose flour. 1/3 cup of cocoa powder. 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of unsalted butter at room temperature, 1/2 cup of vegetable shortening, 1/2 cup of light brown sugar, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 2 eggs, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 3 teaspoons of red food coloring, and 1 cup of buttermilk. And to fill these, you can use the cream cheese frosting recipe I gave you a minute ago. Directions: preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Line 2 baking sheets with parchment paper and set aside. Whisk together the flour, cocoa powder, baking soda, and salt in a medium bowl. Set aside. In the bowl of a stand mixer with a paddle attachment, beat together the butter, shortening, and bowl sugars on a low speed until just combined. Increase the speed to medium and beat until light and fluffy and smooth about 5 minutes. Add the eggs one at a time, beating well after each addition. Add the vanilla and the red food coloring and beat until just blended. add half of the flour mixture and half of the buttermilk to the batter and beat on low until just incorporated. Scrape down the sides of the bowl. Add the remaining flour mixture and remaining half cup of buttermilk and beat until completely combined. Using a spoon or a medium cookie scoop, which is what I use, drop a tablespoon of batter onto one of the prepared baking sheets and repeat, spacing them at least 2 inches apart. Bake one sheet at a time for about 10 minutes each or until the cakes spring back when pressed gently. Remove the baking sheet from the oven and let the cakes cool on the sheet for about 5 minutes before transferring them to a rack to cool completely. While the cakes are cooling, prepare the filling, which I described earlier. And to assemble, spread the cream cheese frosting onto the flat side of a cake, of one cake, using a knife or a spoon. Or you can also use a piping bag. And ladies and gentlemen, that is my delicious red velvet whoopie pie recipe that I had the honor of sharing with all you guys. That's a great recipe, and you guys are definitely going to love that red velvet cake whoopie pie. Or you can just call it red velvet whoopie pies if you prefer, because they are awesome. They are pretty good, and they are awesome. All right. Now, the next recipe is a great red velvet recipe because I love brownies, and what better thing do I love besides brownies? And that is red velvet cake. So, here is my delicious recipe for red velvet brownies. The best thing in the world is a delicious red velvet brownie, in my opinion. Okay, so here you go. Homemade red velvet brownies. 1 4-ounce bittersweet chocolate baking bar chopped, 3/4 cup of butter, 2 cups of sugar, 4 large eggs, 1.5 cups of AP flour, 1 bottle of red food coloring, 1 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, an 1/8 teaspoon of salt, and, optional, a small batch of my cream cheese frosting, and you can garnish with some white chocolate curls. Preheat your oven to 350. Line the bottom and sides of a 9-inch square pan with aluminum foil, allowing 2 to 3 inches to extend over the sides, lightly grease foil. Microwave the chocolate and butter in a large microwave safe bowl at high 1 minute to 1.5 minutes to 2 minutes or until melted and smooth, stirring at 30-second intervals. Whisk in sugar. Add eggs one at a time, whisking just until blended after each addition. Gently stir in flour and next 4 ingredients. Pour mixture into prepared pan. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 44 to 48 minutes or until a wooden pick inserted in the center comes out clean with a few moist crumbs. Cool completely on a wire rack. Lift brownies from pan using foil side as handles and gently remove foil. You can spread your frosting on top of brownies if you're using frosting and cut into 16 squares and garnish with some red velvet curls if you wish. And that is that delicious red velvet brownie recipe that I think you guys are going to love. All right, our last and final recipe for tonight's show is one that I love very much. This is a great recipe. So if you love cookies and you love red velvet, I definitely recommend you guys check out this great recipe. Here it is. Red velvet white chocolate chip cookies. And man, white chocolate goes great with red velvet. Believe me when I tell you, white chocolate goes great with red velvet. So here we go. Red velvet white chocolate chip cookies. Ingredients. 1 box of Duncan Hines Signature Red Velvet Cake Mix. 2 large eggs, 1/3 cup of vegetable oil, 6 tablespoons of butter, and your desired quality and quantity of white chocolate chip morsels. All right, and believe me, these cookies are awesome when you use a box cake mix. Trust me, don't be afraid to use a box red velvet cake mix. Preheat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Melt butter, set aside to cool. Combine cake mix, cooled butter, eggs, vegetable oil, and your white chocolate chip morsels in a large mixing bowl. Mix by hand, stirring well until well blended in a dough forms. Form teaspoon-sized balls and place on a lightly greased cookie sheet or baking pan about 1 inch apart. Bake for 8 to 11 minutes. The top of the cookie will crack. For best results, bake only 1 sheet of cookies at a time. Remove from oven and allow it to cool before removing from sheet or baking pan. And that, my friends, is your delicious red velvet white chocolate chip cookies. All right, so those are all of our wonderful recipes for our first episode of Cooking with Alice Cardinelli here live on the ACE Network. Those are all of our great, delicious red velvet cake recipes. So I certainly hope you guys will try my delicious red velvet cake recipes because I'm sure you're going to like them. I am going to post my red velvet cake recipes on our Facebook page, Cooking with Alice Cardinelli on ACE Network. So if you don't understand any of my recipes, please log on to Facebook and go to Cooking with Alice Cardinelli on ACE Network, and you'll see my recipes there. So this was a great first ever Cooking with Alice Cardinelli on the ACE Network. I hope you guys enjoyed this great show. It was a fantastic show, and I had fun. I got to tell you, I am going to love this cooking show. I love the Chef Cardinelli cooking show, but I'm going to love Cooking with Alice Cardinelli here on the ACE Network. I want to say thank you to my lovely sponsors for letting the Cooking with Alice Cardinelli broadcast premium today. Yes, that's right. I want to say thank you to Cheesecakes by Design, Akari Sales USA, ST International Aquarium Supply, School of Fish, Inc., and Dakota Network's Paranormal Hour for allowing the Cooking with Alice Cardinelli and the ACE Network to be a premium host this week and tonight. So, we are going to take a quick commercial break. This commercial break is being sponsored by Cheesecakes by Design, Akari Sales USA, SK International, School of Fish, Inc., and the Paranormal Hour on Dakota Network. When we come back, we're going to end this show. So stick around, folks. I have a couple of announcements to make regarding this series. So stick around, folks.
Are you looking for something creamy, moist, and decadent in your life? Do you have a sweet tooth? Well, cheesecakes are the answer for you. Cheesecake by Design offers you a wide variety of cheesecakes and some wonderful flavors. At Cheesecake by Design, you will find a flavor just for you. Whatever it be, a red velvet cheesecake, a strawberry cheesecake, or a cookies and cream cheesecake, we have tons of flavors to fit your needs. We ship fresh cheesecakes all over the United States straight to your door. So next time you're hosting a party, a family get-together, or a cookout, and you need dessert, order a delicious, moist, creamy cheesecake from Cheesecake by Design. Our cheesecakes are always homemade and made with the freshest possible ingredients. Check out our website and call 336-525-5120 with any questions or to place an order.
Akari offers a wide selection of aquatic diets to help you and your fishy friend find success. With more than 137 years of aquatic experience, Akari was the originator of species-specific diets long before others thought it was important or trendy, and the first to bring unique products to fish keepers like algae wafers, the world's first diet specifically formulated for Picosinus, micropellets, the world's first micro-coated aquatic diet for tropical fish, Saki Akari, the world's first probiotic-enhanced diet for koi, goldfish, cichlid, and now turtles. And BioPure, the world's cleanest and most nutrition-packed frozen and freeze-dried foods, industry trendsetters when they were first introduced. When you're looking for the best aquatic diets your hard-earned money can buy for your aquatic pets, look no further than Akari. Your fish and your wallet will be forever grateful.
ST International Aquarium Supply is a proud sponsor of the Aquatic Wetline Podcast, as heard here live on the ACE Network. ST International offers aquarists a variety of fine aquarium products, including filters, heaters, aquarium feeders for your fish. We offer the best planted aquarium equipment on the market today. You can even become a member of our website and receive discounts on our products, anywhere from 5 to 20% off. So come check out ST International Aquarium Supply at www.st.international.com or call us for more information at 1-800-900-8288. For orders over $175, ST International will ship your order to you for free. So come check out ST International today.
School of Fish, Inc. offers everything an aquarium hobbyist in Western Massachusetts needs. We offer the best alive stock from freshwater to saltwater and everything in between. We also have the best corals and live rock. School of Fish, Inc. carries the best brands of fish food, medications, and equipment such as Hikari, Tetra, Marineland, API, and much more. Stop by and check us out today. School of Fish, Inc., located at 1865 Page Boulevard, Springfield, Massachusetts. And we can be reached at 413-543-1994. We're open Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Closed Tuesdays. Check out School of Fish, Inc. That's School of Fish, Inc. on Facebook for exclusive deals, specials, and see what's new.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Do you find it interesting when people tell ghost stories or tell you stories about things that have happened to them that they cannot explain? Then, if you are, join me, Andrew J., on the Dakota Network as I interview paranormal investigators, cryptozoologists, and everything paranormal. You won't be disappointed. So please feel free to come over to the Dakota Network. That's Dakota Network on Blog Talk Radio. And listen to me live as I interview these interesting people. I will have paranormal investigators on there that are going to share EVPs. They're going to talk about some of their more interesting stories they have. So please, come over and check me out. You won't be disappointed. And thank you for your time.
Okay, we're back here live on Cooking with Alex Cardinelli, here exclusively on the ACE Network. And we had a phenomenal show debut, Cooking with Alex Cardinelli. Today, I talked about my favorite cake and my favorite dessert, or one of my favorite desserts, red velvet cake. I hope you guys learned a lot, and I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Now, before I end the show, I got a couple of announcements that I'd like to make regarding ACE Network. So I'll make these announcements, and then we'll end today's show. The first announcement is every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, and 3 p.m. Pacific, that's 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Mountain, and 3 p.m. Pacific, Cooking with Alex Cardinelli will air. So every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, you're going to expect to hear a Cooking with Alex Cardinelli episode, and that starts tonight. So I am very excited that the Cooking with Alex Cardinelli series is going to be a weekly series here on the ACE Network because I love to talk about cooking. So make sure you guys subscribe to the ACE Network to hear some more of my delicious cooking podcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Chef Alex is back in the saddle again, and Chef Alex will provide you with some wonderful cooking shows that you're guaranteed to love. All right? Now, next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, on our next episode of Cooking with Alex Cardinelli, we are going to be doing my favorite childhood foods. Yes, that's right. Next Monday, I'll be talking about my favorite childhood foods, and I'll give out some of my favorite childhood food memories and favorite childhood food recipes. Okay? So make sure you stop by next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern to hear my favorite childhood food and my favorite childhood food memories and my favorite childhood food recipes. And the last thing I have to announce tonight is don't forget that this weekend the Ace Network has off because we're only broadcasting every other Friday and Saturdays. So we have this weekend off. Other than that, I'd like to wish all my listeners a wonderful week. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. And I hope you guys try all of my delicious red velvet recipes that I shared with you on today's episode of Cooking with Alex Cardinelli here on the Ace Network. Don't forget, you can find the Ace Network right here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/ Alex Card Network. You can find the Ace Network on iTunes and Stitcher Radio by searching both iTunes and Stitcher Radio for the Ace Network. And you can find the Ace Network on YouTube, youtube.com, and search for the Ace Network and subscribe to me on YouTube as well. All right, food lovers, thank you for tuning in to the first episode of Cooking with Alex Cardinelli. I'm Chef Alex Cardinelli, and thank you for listening to this episode of Cooking with Alex Cardinelli on Ace Network. Sayonara, everyone. Have a great rest of your Monday night. Thank you for tuning in, and good night. Cook on and enjoy some red velvet cake today. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Alex Cardinelli Show here on Ace Network. Alex hopes you enjoyed the show. Please check us out every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern for our weekly talk show that will cover anything and everything. Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern for Chef George Norello Hour. Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern for our fun Saturday Night Live, and every other Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern for Cooking with Alex Cardinelli, where you'll get tasty and delicious recipes. Share today's show on your Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus account by copying and pasting our show URL to your account so that your friends can listen to our awesome talk show. Have a great night. Alex Cardinelli's show on Ace is now off the air. End show.
Podcast belongs to the Ace Network, Alex Cardinelli Entertainment Network. It may not be reused, redistributed without permission from Alex Cardinelli himself. This podcast was recorded live from the Springfield, Massachusetts studio and Ace Network.